you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, Big J Oakerson.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, on the SCR show. This is a great one because the guys from Are You Garbage come in. The beautiful Laura Desiree comes in. Hard to look at because she's too fucking hot.
I mean, top. Shannon, can you even agree top three bodies has ever been in this place?
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Idiotically hot.
And also, body.
Pretty cool chick.
Very cool chick.
We play Password, and during the game, because she's a naked news chick, we hand her news stories of the moment, and she reads them. And I will say, pretty fun episode.
Yeah, great episode.
Really fun. We do this every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern
Kippy
time.
And H. Foley rule.
They do rule. And by the way, just so I make it clear, we say it a lot, but I want people to know this. I give you every guest that's coming on, and then sometimes you can make it, sometimes you can't.
And sometimes I can, and you're like, no, I don't want you on
this one. Do that a lot.
Sometimes you go, it's like, no, I want James Mattern to talk to Brendan Boyd. And I was like, but I like Incubus. I have so many questions for him. And you're like, well, suck my dick.
Yeah. But in my defense, I do tell you to suck my dick quite often.
It's true. You were nonstop begging me to suck your dick.
Yeah.
Why was I cursed with these DSLs?
It hasn't worked in 6-7 years, but maybe it will eventually. I hear it is right now. Are You Garbage? Laura Desiree Password episode of?
This one's the SDR show.
Yes, that's
yeah,
this
yeah,
one.
Yeah. Right.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me a tit show.
Oh my God, I'm not hearing myself as well as I'd like.
Ralph.
Yeah.
Is it bad? Is this say worse things about my suitcase or great things about your legal pads that are the same brand?
We
have a different one. Mine is C-Tops. I was very confused.
Oh, I didn't realize we were going all over town for different kinds.
That's what you do. How do you? You don't shop for the best prices on legal pads?
I don't.
You have Amazon Basic luggage? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I have a lot of Amazon Basic shit now. I'm a big fan of Amazon Basics.
It's the luggage is, dude, I had to get a new suitcase because my super expensive suitcase, Tumi, falling to shit after years quickly. And inside this Amazon Basics is the same exact thing.
That's what they have. They have privatized high-end brands that just slap their name on it. I had taken a trip to some fancy pants country.
You've been around a girl before?
Never been around a nice set of tits. What's
Jeez,
going
knocking
on?
Your mic.
Who's the rookie over here?
No, it's can I get you some drink? Are you okay? You're having fun, right?
I love you.
We should introduce everybody, but I took a trip once and the airline fucked up my $50 suitcase and I pretended it was like a really high-end suitcase. They said, just go buy another suitcase. And I bought a Briggs & Riley, which was like an $800 suitcase, and they just covered the price. They didn't even argue with it.
Ralph move. I respect that. I like
very Jew move.
Sharp guy.
Shannon,
he knows
my mic, my headphones
a Jew move.
Super low. I don't know if it's the new head.
It's like a Mexican immigrant's move trying to get over.
Oh, wait, my first.
My family
was an antique.
Yeah.
My first time at the new table. It is a little small.
Oh, this is a new table.
Yeah, it's too small.
We're making a new one. So this is, we're making one a little bit bigger, Bobby, right? Like 5 inches wide. It's a little small. Feels a little tight. It is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I am Ralph Sutton. A person I've not seen in a long time. It bothers me. Is Big J Oakerson. When you lived in the neighborhood, once in a while I'd come over, we'd hang out, we'd go have dinner somewhere. Now that you live...
I have such a better hang spot, though.
I know, but you're old. To me, you're like, you might as well be in Siberia. It's so far away from
good.
Me.
Can you do me a favor? Can you fuel Christine's nonsense by saying shit like that?
I know, she wants to move back down here, right?
Yeah, she cries about it while she stares out a window over the water.
Yeah,
that's insane.
It is a beautiful...
Wait, where did you move to?
Siberia.
Hell's Kitchen.
That's nice.
Yeah, I mean,
I
used to think about, Jay
all
is...
over by the water. There's an indoor basketball court in my building. It's
beautiful.
Nuts.
Yeah, you're enough where you can look out over the, you got a view?
Yeah.
That's great.
It is beautiful.
That's Batman shit.
It's a beautiful apartment.
I was in your apartment before. Nice apartment, but I mean, water view.
No view.
Hell's Kitchen. What are we doing?
It is beautiful, but I would prefer personally to be where I am. I like being in this hood. That's
fuck
just
you,
me.
Ralph.
Right, Christine? Thanks. All right, there we go.
Why don't you lay those grenades for me?
Just making it
I'll
worse.
Ruin your night.
No, my night. My whole day was ruined. I didn't want to get ahead of the worst day. I had 12 hours of computer problems.
Your computer went down. You're terrified to take it to a geek squad because all the child
all the child pornography's on
Interpol's going to call.
Yeah, for sure.
This is how they got Pete
they
Townsend.
They come in, they got to sign a non-disclosure letter before they look at my computer.
No, no, I was writing a book about this. I was doing research.
What? It's a movie. Come on.
All right, let's introduce our guests.
Hey, do you know the teen mom girl that does porn is shitting
Which
now?
Which one?
The one that did the farting?
No, the teen mom lady.
I don't know the
fuck James Farrah? Farrah Abraham.
That was a nice video.
Is now shitting. Yeah, she squirts and does anal. For a celebrity, it's not bad.
It's pretty cool.
Only China, I think, takes the cake more. China came in strong. She came into porn with a splat owl.
Swinger.
Sorry, I hate to use Nick Cannon exclamations, but splat-oosh.
She came to play.
Need a little more sauce on the second one. All right, so real quick. Two guys, you've done the show once before, is that right?
Remotely, I think.
Remotely, when we beat you guys in one of the contests about who knew their co-host more.
Yes.
Kevin and H. Foley from Are You Garbage, which I would say this, and you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, boy.
When I did
it's
your
four
show.
Episodes deep.
When
you
I did your show.
Are blood brothers. Correct me if I'm wrong.
When I did your show, you guys seemed genuinely surprised that I wasn't pure garbage. Is that
very?
Yeah, you're like the Forrest Gump of
true?
New York. Yeah,
look at him. What do you mean? He should be selling T-shirts at a Styx concert.
Yeah,
this guy owns property. Smart guy.
He does pretty well.
They
every question like, we have, we're like, "What? What are you Dunkin's or Starbucks?" He's like, "I actually do my own cold brew in the morning." Like all that shit.
Is there a level of? Let me ask you this.
I'm in.
Is there a genre of garbage?
Well, they didn't go into that genre.
Of
that's
somebody
why.
Who postures a bit.
I don't think he does.
Ralph doesn't care that he has an espresso machine. He cares that everybody knows he has an espresso.
Of course I care.
He shows him making it.
Of course I do.
He's starting to figure out this little jarbly jam and his stupid fucking vocabulary.
That only spent $1,300 on?
I think he does all that stuff in a classy way. He doesn't show off in my eyes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for being on Team Ralph.
He's garbage. He has a whole podcast about it.
This is also our brand.
No, but it was like.
I mean, the fact that you own an apartment in Manhattan,
you
might as well be John.
What, are you going to say a guy's garbage because he has a baby grill in his trunk of his car?
He's got me dead.
You never know. You're gonna have to tailgate.
I thought
who knows
when
the Eagles game's gonna break out.
I thought you were candles on the coffee table.
I picture
bass guitars hanging.
Yeah.
I thought you still had a black light.
I kind of pictured like
he has all those
things. I swear to God, I thought you were saying those were positive things.
No, he has all those.
I got a guitar hanging up. I'm candles all over the table.
Which
is that garbage?
I pictured more of a little bit more refined you. A Jay that had they grew up with a little more cash, but he makes nice choices. He does nice things
in an apartment. I'd like it to be like, I don't mind if it's as has no warmth like a hotel. In a home, I would want warmth and care about stuff like that. But in a hotel, I'd rather like
austere.
I would have those 80s hotel pictures up with like the girl, the slick back hair girl with like sunglasses doing this.
Pulling a day.
Yeah.
That was American Dad.
Some old Ray-Ban photo shoot that didn't make it.
There's definitely like a hot pink line running through somewhere.
Under the Chevelle
and some
or
shapes,
something. Yeah.
And some shapes, and it's just a girl with like a cartoon girl doing that.
Yeah.
Were there other
wink with some nutty eyelashes?
Were there other guys or guests that have been on your show that were equally surprising, where you thought for sure one way or the other?
Listen, I'm not telling tales out of school. We call balls and strikes over there at Are You Garbage. You are one of the classiest people to come through there. That's what I can tell you.
The bar is pretty low. Though,
I'm super garbage because I thought I was going to surprise them with how not garbage I was, and it turns out my answers were all like, they're like, oh, you think that's like awesome? I go,
You grew up on Ron Jaworski Boulevard or something like that.
Yeah. No. I mean, dude, you're like, you're us garbage.
Yeah.
And like, I think you think you're not part, like, while
it's
you're
the
doing
denial
better
that makes
now.
It
no,
so
no.
much worse.
I thought, if it makes sense, I thought we all weren't garbage.
No,
like, exactly. Oh, these are garbage decisions?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
We're all trash. You are the keystone. Why I love you.
I sort
and that's
of,
why I love you. You're the keystone level.
There's nothing like wearing a wallet chain to fucking.
I do wear a wallet chain. I did lose
no,
points.
No, but I'm talking about some
chain.
Of the places. But I mean, some of the places where I've worn a wallet chain are hilarious. Parent teacher conferences are funny.
Oh, dude,
that
come
always
on,
rides me out. Yeah, especially. Oh man, when I played in like the students' basketball game, me and another dad, one dad on each team with the students, like my daughter and everything playing basketball, and like Yeah, I got pit.
You had a chain wallet on in the game?
You were wearing jean shorts?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I didn't know it was going to be a pickup game.
Let's run it back. I'm good.
I started to get competitive. The guy started shooting shots, and I was like, how dare you, fuck? You businessman asshole. You're shooting shots in a game with little girls?
Oh, it's supposed to be like, you just run point, assist, let them do it?
Then,
this guy's lighting it up from the outside.
He was trying
wearing business casual.
Then I started stuffing his shit, and then I started just feeding my daughter over the top. She's tall.
Yeah.
Crushed him.
All right, let's introduce the young lady in the middle, by the way.
I didn't even notice, by the way.
I wore a wallet chain that was wild. I wore a wallet chain at, Christine, what's the fucking place in L.A. where we kept... You stole the thing they give you the check in.
The book?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Denny's?
What? Chateau Marmont.
Oh no, really?
Fuck yeah, dude. God.
I've been there once.
Isn't that like where Belushi died?
Yeah, that's where they get everybody dies.
I asked the lady at the bar, what kind of soda do you have?
You got Dr. Pepper back there?
I'll have the Gatorade, please. Riptide Rush.
Get a vanilla Coke. Can you make me a vanilla Coke?
Yeah, what are your juice flavors?
Yeah. Is that Tropicana?
Give me a screwdriver,
no
hold the
pulp,
vodka.
Please, no pulp.
All right, so the young lady in the middle, who is going to be a part of the show tonight as well, known as the Big City Kitty, a burlesque dancer, five-part docu-series called Red Umbrella Talk. Shout out to Museum of Sex, where we did our one-year anniversary years ago. And Naked News Girl from back in the day. We are going to have her incorporate all that on the show this evening.
Woo!
Welcome, Laura Desiree. Thank you for coming.
Hi, thanks for having me.
How are you?
Doing great. I'm in the damn middle of this.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
So I just realized what a nerd I sounded like.
Hey, how you doing?
I want to tell you one quick story, then we're going to get into the game. Okay, because I know you like making fun of me, Big J.
What do you mean?
You love making fun of me.
Oh, I love you.
Not really. If you did, I wouldn't have been 2.5 weeks since I saw you.
You don't mean that.
You don't invite me to bagels anymore?
Well, you were away.
That's true. For New
I haven't had bagels in months.
No.
No, yeah,
well, I miss
guys
you.
Off the carbs.
My Sundays, you don't care about.
I don't care about football. Basketball or football.
Go Birds!
Yeah,
go Birds, go Sixers.
I'm not coming to play basketball ever. I don't want any of that on camera. The 6'5" monster.
There's
that can't
never
play at
a
all.
Camera there.
That if I go, Paco's gonna come and it's gonna show up on the goddamn channel.
I just want to watch you shoot.
Dude. I don't want anyone to see that.
He's doing Tai Chi at Equinox next Thursday.
Lewis is coming.
Not
doing it.
Come on, dude.
No fucking way.
Who are you?
I don't. It's hard enough.
What have you become?
So, you know I do another show.
Oh, my last night in town, is that you
asked? Is this your
show? You dropped the shit on me right now, Ralph.
You going to drop the shit on me when I go away for 3 days?
Where are you going again?
Nashville.
Oh, okay. Mm. So, you know I do my other show, the Health and Wellness Show, called the Good Sugar Podcast with the founder of Juice Press, right?
Juice Man and the Monster.
Juice Man and the Monster. And we bring on all these guys that kept saying how important it is to incorporate fiber as you get older. So I started taking fiber pills, right? I take them, and I was amazed.
Yeah, you sharted on a run.
I'm amazed at how much I shit, right? You shit an amazing amount when you incorporate fiber. And my trainer said to me the other day...
Yo, cupcake, you getting wet?
Get excited?
Yeah.
Just getting your gears going?
This is awesome. You know, Marlon Brando died with an insane amount of impacted feces in his body.
Is that true? Well, there we go.
Yeah, so like,
I knew her nips were getting hard. Go ahead, Ralph.
I'm going to tell you about my gout in a second. Let me tell you about my back pills.
Hey, big man, show her your underwear. Yeah. I don't
it's
really
piss,
get her going.
It's pit, dude.
You ever see a non-malignant tumor before? Yeah.
I'm getting close to my Pornhub search. Watch out.
I had an attack of gout ever twice in my life.
Really?
I even said
to
a doctor,
tell anybody that.
I'm A-okay to be like, doctor, give me pills. I'll take it every day for it. I'll be an old man. He was like, no, you don't have it like that. You can just get like a flare-up of it.
You can fix it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah so yeah. Only two times it ever happened. But Kurt Metzger, what he called it, you know, it's uric acid, like,
just
crystallizing.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you ate before that happened?
Oh, I know exactly what it was. The doctor told me it was the problem. I am not a big beer drinker at all.
Okay.
And it was a weekend of, I took people two of the days to Panorama Fest. That was
I remember
York,
you, yeah.
And then I went to Guns N' Roses at the thing the next day. So
it
was 3 days of like hanging outside, eating like fair food.
Are you ready to watch?
And I got all these people tickets.
That's it.
I got all these people tickets.
He's got a weekend of funnel cake.
Yeah. No shit.
Funnel cake and corn dogs.
And then, but it wasn't even that. It was everyone that I got tickets for kept like buying me beers. And I was like, all right, so I'm drinking them.
Beer is bad for gout? I didn't even know that.
It's like wheat shit like that. Yeah, I guess.
I have to have gout. Then.
I never overthink it at all still this day, but once in a like these two times it happened, but just Kurt was saying like, yeah, we had to miss morning radio today because Jay had to run to the Urge Center because he has, I don't know, piss ankles or something.
He's best at summing up like it's being in two words. Yeah. That's his magic.
He's got piss ankles
so
or something.
Piss
ankles. But we couldn't do press this morning.
So I've been shitting a lot, right?
Hot.
And my trainer says to me, "You still taking those gay fiber pills?" I said, "What's this? Why are they gay? They're not that gay."
Because you put them up your ass and they're shaped like dicks.
It cleans
basically
them out.
He goes, "No, they're actually gay fiber pills. I didn't look. I chose the most popular brand
to clean yourself out.
They're
for
made for gay men. Okay. They're called Stay Ready pills, and their slogan is sexuality starts from the inside out.
Uh-huh. Ooh, yeah.
And there's a laxative in them for gay guys that want to have anal sex.
Aww.
So the last 3 months I've been taking gay fiber pills.
Good for you, dude.
Good.
So I feel
so you're growing your hair a little longer, so it'll be nice to pull your hair from the back when I have shove things up your ass.
Exactly. It all goes. I gotta
have a dog collar on when I take a shit, but they're working good.
I have to stop taking.
He's gonna be like, dude, go nuts the hole, man. I want to fucking.
You don't
feel
gotta
something.
Stop taking. No, I do. They work the best, like
no,
you said,
because of the laxative in them. I shouldn't be taking a fucking laxative every day.
Mm-mm.
You know, so I gotta stop.
Did you just jam the whole bottle up your ass and hope a time releases? I'm not a scientist. I've heard of a time release. So is that how time release works?
Hey, Fauci, what's going on? I'm shitting my brains out.
Yeah, let's bring him in right now, Fauci. What do you think? Get him on the game. So that's it. That's all. I've been taking gay fiber pills.
Have you had to book ass home to shit?
Yeah. Well, you might. I think it's probably. It's been like 3 or 4 months now. I probably take 3 shits a day, which is a lot.
Damn, you should put a towel down under her.
Yeah. Shannon,
I keep forgetting there's a hot chick here.
Chairs,
I'm like, I'm in trance in his shitting stories. Yeah. I look at her. She's
stay
like,
ready.
What are
you doing? The slogan. Stay ready.
Yeah. Stay ready.
Get ready for that gay sex.
Hey, I don't want to turn you on too much. One time I was sucking a guy off for heroin. He was fat. I was fat. We 69. We were both sweaty. Mm.
He was on Metamucil. It was crazy.
Sorry, let me suck my finger while I tell you the story. And then he came up. And he was like, hurry up and come. I got a crap.
I'm going to shit. Hurry up.
All right, so now Shannon, is she going to read the rules? Is that how we're doing this?
I'm relatively scared. I don't. What's happening?
It's password. It's easy.
Okay.
Don't look.
Do you know that?
I'm not looking.
Yeah, I don't like a legal pad.
What if this is how we find out she can't read? She gets angry. I was like, I don't want to
like
read.
I'm
it's fucking stupid.
Deposition's gonna help me with a small dick.
I think I'm turning state's evidence. Right.
If you wouldn't mind just trying to read. She goes.
I imagine she read a teleprompter for naked.
Yeah, with a lot of phonetics.
Dude, I like to believe they memorized it.
For sure.
You think they memorized?
I thought she was riffing this whole time.
Oh, dude. I thought she was a little Wayne up there.
And
never
Shannon,
writes anything down.
Step in the booth and one take it. What are
yo,
we doing?
Yo, yo. Shannon, is our little add-on in
feel
the rules?
That beat?
No.
Okay. So why don't we start with the rules and then we'll do the add-on.
You want to hear these?
Yeah.
Did you make her sign before she agreed to the add-on?
Yes, she knows.
Password game rules. I will hand each clue giver the password before each round. They'll then try to get their teammates to guess the password by using one word.
Damn, your announcer voice is good.
Really good. If,
and it's good because I'm like, the fuck is she?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Wait till I drop in. If the teammate guesses correctly, they get the points. If they do not guess correctly in 15 seconds, the next clue giver tries to give their teammate a one-word clue to try to guess the password. If a password is guessed based on the first clue, the team is awarded 10 points. Each additional clue takes away 1 point. Ralph will choose which team goes first since he won last password
game. Can we just
play
Uno?
You can't use any part of the password as a clue, and you can't use a rhyming word.
All right,
can I be confession session right now?
Yeah.
Can I read it? I didn't hear any of that, dude.
Yeah,
I just kept like
reading.
Yeah,
I was trying to think of funny things, and I was like, damn.
But wait, before you do, I'm going to do one little add-on, because she is from Naked News, right? Part of this game is we all have a pen and paper.
Oh, Christ.
You can write down anything that you would deem news.
Oh, I thought we draw a Kama Sutra position.
I'll take pictures, too.
And then we're going to hand it to her. It could be mid-game, and she will read it standing Naked News style for that whatever that bulletin might be. Does that make sense to you?
Like we could write down Ukraine or something like
that. Yeah, you could write anything. You know, I could write
down our tour dates.
Hey, Ralph takes gay.
It's gonna go viral.
Ralph takes gay fiber pills and hands just in. That's part of the.
Oh, okay, I got
you. Follow.
Okay. I got gotcha.
But that can you always say details at 11 afterwards?
Like I still don't know what this game is.
Weather and sports on the twos.
I don't either.
Yeah. I'm gonna explain it.
Can
again.
You try doing it with like?
I read
with your butt
it and
cheeks,
I wasn't
like
even listening to
all
right, it.
I'm gonna give it to you very easy. Let's say the clue I have is dog.
Okay.
So I say to Jay, cat, and he tries to say dog. If he doesn't say dog, you might say canine?
I can jump in then?
No, after he doesn't get it, then it goes to you
guys. So me and Foley are teammates, you two are teammates.
Yes. Okay. But then if we get it right on the first one, it's 10 points. If you then get it, it's 9, 8, 7, 6.
The password is nipple.
None of us
Jenny,
know them.
I've been staring at them.
None of us know the words. Okay. They are two lists. There's A and B for team A and team B. I'm B and A, right?
Okay.
Got it. We all good?
And I'm ass.
So the teams have the same list of words.
The B's and A's have
right.
the same list.
Got it.
Yeah, but we play with each other and they play with each other.
Cool.
Okay.
Because I feel that they don't get it at all and you don't get it at
I'm
all.
I'm in. I'm in. I'm locked in.
I
this.
Get it. You say dog, I say cat.
Yeah, that's the whole game. I can say it back and
wait,
forth.
We have different words, me and you, Ralph.
Yeah,
right?
So yeah, I'll see. I can see that they're written this way, so I'm going to see this. I'll look and see the first word and I'll try and give you a clue.
Okay, I got
And
you.
While we're guessing, you guys might write something down.
We can chime in.
For her to say.
No, yeah. He gets the guess first.
Yeah, he gets the
so
first
So if Jay
guess.
Doesn't get it, I can then chime in and answer.
Now, I realize that, by the way, I'm so old that
but
I remember the show and you guys don't remember
this is
show.
The whole show figuring out passwords.
Where are you from? What do you do?
And by the way, we've played this on the show before, Shannon, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
All right, God damn it.
We played Pornstar Password. Pornstar Password.
Does that not ring a bell at all, Jay?
What?
Do you want to go first?
Oh,
you want
Jay,
us to go first?
Well, Jay lost terribly. He may have blocked it out.
Yeah, that's right. That's when you had the finger go up your butt and you were very angry, remember?
Fuck you, dude.
Not a Bringing finger. A whole not chiz. A finger.
How about some Flinko?
Oh, it was a toy. That's right. It was a toy. All right, so are we going
this
first?
This next Jay, I'll showdown. I'll take
we
my
have
top
to decide because I'm the last game winner.
Okay.
I think it. I first want to give it to them, but I feel like they don't 100% get what's
I get
going
it.
On.
I get right. it. I'm going to give him
a one
can,
word.
Right, well, I give him one word. Or
one
can
word.
I, okay, just one word.
One word.
Okay. All right.
And then I'm going to write down something.
Can I look at all the words on my thing?
Can I look
no.
at the words?
No. One no. at a time.
Okay. Oh, I don't get to look at. The, okay, so I'll look at the first word on mine.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Also, just before you start,
yes.
After each clue, the other person has 15 seconds to guess. And then it moves on.
Okay, so Foley has 15 seconds
yes.
to guess, and if it doesn't,
right.
Jay can guess or Route or
right.
whoever. Okay.
Jay, yeah.
And I can say anything.
Yeah, while you're thinking,
yep.
Shannon.
One word.
Just one word. Can I
hold
so
on? While
name,
he's thinking, we're going to test this out first. Just
so
like
a name wouldn't work as one word.
A name is one word.
A name is one word.
As long as it's like one part of the name.
Like first and last name wouldn't
no.
work.
No. One word.
All right. This is a bad hint. Maize.
Corn.
Yes!
Wow.
That's a good thing. That's right. What are you,
all right, let's go. We're mind melding here. Let's do it.
Okay, wait. Before we go on ours, I want to give her... You have a news thing, Shannon?
Oh, hold on.
Jay's writing a treatment.
There was two fat guys sitting next to each other in a podcast.
You gotta get naked. Wait.
Just yeah. in. Jay won't fuck without a shirt because he has meaty nipples.
Thank you very much.
Real nice, too.
It's not really news.
Thank you. Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Wait, take me down in front of a pretty girl.
Okay, let me think.
You feel good?
This is a hard one. How am I going to say that? Wait, do you want to go first or am I going first?
We'll start with the on
you go first.
That side of the table.
Okay.
I'm so tense.
Corn.
Is this one word? Is compound words one word
it was
or no?
The band Corn, by the way.
I know, I figured
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah.
Are compound words allowed?
Is no.
It, it's just all right. One word.
Ass? There's no way
you know.
Good guess. Now, if you, I'm B, so are you B?
I'm B.
All right, so look at the first word. Don't look at all of them.
Oh, shit. I didn't.
It's fine.
Okay.
Also, all of the clues have something to do with sex, drugs, or rock and roll.
Gotcha.
Nice.
That was nursery rhymes, but okay, I'll
you
start
ready?
Over. Yeah.
So I can tell him?
You tell him.
Insert it.
Penetration?
All right, now think about my first clue.
You square.
Toy.
Nerd.
Butt plug.
Boom!
I got it there, yeah.
Insert it.
Yeah.
All right.
So you have anyone have any notes?
I have this just in, people.
All right, okay,
no,
hold on.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I couldn't. We're like brother and sister.
And in fruit news, Ralph Sutton voted most always be ready at this year's Queef Awards.
Oh. I'll take that award.
Oh.
Wow. I am not going to be able to concentrate at all.
This is Ralph's third queefy.
He canceled that Disney audition.
Why is Christine acting like she doesn't want to see? Or is she just glued to the TV? What's she doing? Is she fingering herself?
I like how I'm nonchalantly looking at a TV out there with tits on it. I'm like, oh, what's happening? What are they doing in the kitchen?
Oh, no, that's
the
Mike Vecchione show.
All right, before we go any further, Jay, this is probably more of an inline sponsor for you.
Mm-hmm.
You probably know about them.
Right.
You're probably a big fan of them.
I am.
So let's hear it.
Well, it's Chameleon Glass, everybody. They make daily smoking devices and quality pieces at great prices, and they're American made.
Speaking of quality
pieces. Beat it, Mexico.
Speaking of quality pieces.
Ralph, have a little bit of class, would you? Whether you're strictly functional or you love functional artwork, Chameleon has innovative solutions to fit your need. Simple functional innovations like the ash catcher pipe, which is awesome.
I like to be her ash catcher.
Ralph.
Come on now.
For Christ's sake, she's a mother of four. It delivers a smooth, ashless hit, or you can spend a little more for a Typhoon, which is a dry, cyclonic filter pipe. Dude, these words all sound wacky, but I'm telling you, it looks awesome.
I'm about to have a Typhoon or jizz. Come on, let's do it.
Ralph. Come on now. She's going to be a grandmother in 7 months.
That's a weird one.
Yeah. You didn't even know she was Hispanic. Chameleon sent us a cyclone bubbler, and it's amazing. Did they, Shannon? Because where is it? Can I have it?
I can only assume Lewis has it.
Shocking.
What happened?
She said she can only assume Lewis took it.
I don't know for sure.
Oh, really?
Shocking.
Well, I assume it's an old school with a craft mentality to prove it. You don't last 30 years by making crap. Chameleon's been in business for 30 years.
Speaking of making craps, I've been taking those pills.
This isn't bodega bullshit. It's functional art. It's a huge difference from clear glass. It's unique and it's handmade, collectible even, and the care and craftsmanship are very, very obvious. Listen, if you're smoking the best shit, you should smoke out of the best thing. Chameleon Glass is the highest quality, most affordable, most beautifully innovative brand, all made in the USA. Suck on that, China. Check out chameleonglass.com, CHAMELEON, glass.com, and use promo code GAS15 for 15% off. Now, I know what you're thinking. Isn't that probably just going to go to the Gas's dump fund and not SDR show so I won't get my fair cut? Probably.
Most likely.
But I'm only here once in a while. Free shipping every time. Chameleonglass.com, promo code GAS15, and enjoy the best price and highest quality glass made in the USA, and watch all our Gas shows and the behind-the-scenes content to see Chameleon's amazing pieces around our studios and live events. Never at Jay's house, though. Let's get back into it. Ralph, we have to talk.
All right, so I'm up, right?
Yes. Yes.
Citric.
Acid.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, fuck me.
We're good.
Those are good. They're getting old tens.
Ooh.
Oh, so now I go again, right?
You go with B. Right? Or you're a second thing.
Okay.
Wait, had the other side of the table went already?
That's why they should have gone. That's why that was a mistake.
Oh,
they should have gone the second round.
All right, so why don't you go then, Ralph, and then they'll do two.
Yeah, okay.
It's 10 points. Keep forgetting that's over there. For sure, keep forgetting that's
Even
over
score.
There. Yeah.
Hound dog.
You guys are sitting over there. I can see your whole dick from here.
Hound dog.
Hound dog.
Ain't nothing but.
Is that how it works?
Ain't nothing but a.
No, that's what I mean, don't worry. That's where I was heading. Elvis?
Boom!
Woo!
Good job, buddy.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to write something down now. So we are now 1 point behind, if I'm not mistaken.
You guys have 18. They have 20.
Idiot.
Anyone else have anything else for the young lady while I'm writing?
I'm so just. There's so many things happening right now, and I can't keep my head straight. I got to be honest with you. I don't. I can't even start writing material.
There's
boobs
off in
my periphery.
Whose turn is it now? It's my turn?
Yeah, you guys, no, you'll go, and then
it's
you'll
his
go.
His turn, because I just went.
Okay, right. So it's Foley's turn.
All right, so I ask him the word after the one you guys just said, correct?
Yes, okay. The second word.
Well, you two have different
By the way,
words.
You made great. That far more complicated than it needed to
no,
be.
No,
the word third. After the word.
My second word is the same word that you guys just answered.
Yeah, it's the third right. word.
So I go to the third.
I was third from last or second place.
I don't know if you can
hit
read
me,
my
hit
horrible.
Me. Look at me deep in the eyes. Give me something I got, something I know.
Wait, we're doing a code, a password or a news thing?
A password first.
Okay.
I can't look anywhere else.
I'm trying, dude. I'm married.
All right, now I want you to think.
Uh-huh.
In relation.
Okay.
Vice grips.
What the fuck?
Holy shit.
Dude, what?
I stand by my clue. I'll say it again.
It's two words, but we'll allow it. But it's two
vice
words.
Vice grips. Dude, what?
You know in what context all the things are going to be.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay, so.
Vice grips.
Now, Jay.
So now, Jay, you are.
The answer was bandsaw.
Going to
same
give
one.
Me a clue.
It's the same. The same for the
same.
Oh,
word. For the same word.
What was their clue? What was your first clue?
Vice grips.
Vice grips. Okay.
Tim the Toolman Taylor. What the fuck?
Oh, we are. I don't know the word.
It should be. I believe it's number three on your list, Jay.
Or maybe his guess was that his hint was that bad.
Can I show you the list, Sharon? Tell me if I'm
wrong. Yeah, just hold it over your shoulder.
Because I don't think.
I know what it is. I could tell you.
Right. No, that's not right.
Yeah. So wait, who said vice grips?
Foley.
Should I show Jay what the word is?
Wait, I'm so confused.
I'm
now.
Confused too.
This is how this wouldn't work.
She should show her tits again.
All of us having.
All right, now I'm listening.
I think an
asshole. Shake him one more time.
I think
what's
an
that?
Asshole to the face would probably help. This yeah. I'm foggy on these rules.
Me too. So am I guessing
it's
that
it's got to go to the other side of the table?
Are your words the same? You
no.
guys can look
no,
at each other.
Our words are the same.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Now I have to see.
But who said, if he said vice grips, he shouldn't have been the one. No, maybe he should have.
No, he had the right.
You guys, take a guess at what it is. I think that's what's.
I got to see the word, yeah.
No, you don't got
to
see
Do you
the
guys
word.
Have
no,
to go does. By the words on the page?
Show him that. Just show him that.
So lady, I'll do whatever you want me to do.
Show him the clue.
You want to try heroin? I'll try.
Yeah, whatever you want, I'm in.
Got you. Okay.
You got, yeah, we're flip flop.
This thing was.
Vice grips.
Vice grips.
What was his guess?
I didn't guess.
Oh, okay.
Boob.
Nipple clamps.
Yeah.
Boom.
See, vice grips.
Vice grips, nipple clamp. That's what you expected?
I was thinking of something.
Wait, wow. I handed a convoluted news story, Shannon.
Can we raise this up?
Oh, God, if I hit it right in the face, that would have been terrible.
Let me ditch this first.
Oh,
no,
my
no,
God.
Wait. I'm kidding. Just kidding. No, I'm doing something. Don't do
that. This is going to be a...
This just in, due to their questionable business practices, are you garbage? Help create an AYG in Gas Digital contracts.
We did. We did it. And I've never been more excited about that fact in my life.
Wow. I didn't even know she got totally naked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Jay, you're going to love this. You're missing your favorite thing in the world.
The runway's open at LaGuardia. Folks.
Jay, she's got full bush. She didn't even look. Jesus Christ.
Is this live streaming? What's
oh, my God.
Here?
Jay, she is. Oh, God, it hurts.
I want to tell you that I'm in love with you, and I want you to believe it.
Are you talking to me or
oh, my Lord. So where are
you? Oh, my God. What are you writing?
What are you writing?
A novella.
A naked woman comes in, and Jay gets inspired.
It's all coming to me.
He's writing your vows.
Don't do it yet, though. Do the next clue. You got to do the next clue.
I'll do the next clue.
All right, so Jay's up on the next clue.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is
so
your...
Now, Jay, are you player A or player B?
A.
Okay, so you and Foley are going to... you and Kevin are going to go at the same time, and Ralph and Foley go at
the
same time.
That's the problem.
That's where it got tripped up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So...
You're giving me a clue now.
Yes.
So me and Jay have the same words.
Right.
Okay.
Powder. So
okay. Powder.
Number three.
Cocaine.
Yep.
Pow!
Nice.
Now what?
New story.
What are you doing?
Anal dildos?
Who's new old, story.
Who's holding? What's the deal?
I mean, this is bonkers.
God damn
dude.
It. She is.
Oh, you proofread now?
Breaking news, in a local shocker, I'm going to go home with comedy heartthrob Big J and his super-duper bisexual girlfriend. Damn, I have a bush. God damn.
Wow. Breaking news.
Breaking news. She had a bush. God damn.
That's why I don't watch CNN. This is what I'm in it for. This is not mainstream media.
Look at Creepy
media.
Paul trying to lean over. He didn't see your bush yet.
Come on in. The water's fine.
Oh, man.
This
damn.
Pretty cool. All right. So now I go with my...
Yeah, number four, I believe.
Number
Ralph
four.
Ralph thinks labia is gross. You should turn this direction.
That's really, yeah.
No, he doesn't.
I'm a dude man. I'm a dude man.
He's more into pills up his ass.
One word.
By the way, act like I'm looking at him. I'm just looking at her on the camera.
You piece of shit.
Like, oh, I'm very interested in what he has to say.
I'm texting her father. Texting him right now. Tell him I don't like the way you're talking to her.
Fair, fair.
I told you I love her, man. Don't look at her. I thought we were friends, man.
You want to go steady? Dildo.
Ooh.
You talking to me?
What are you doing later?
Dildo.
I want to test the waters and see if you can make
Vibrator.
Kevin call his wife like Harlem Nights and Wait. Just say we're through. Hey, I ain't coming home no more.
My wife? Yeah. My wife's European. She would totally be down for this. She'd be like, oh, naked women? Cool. You know what I mean?
Bring her home.
Was it right?
No.
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 All right, so dildo. Well, who gave the clue?
I did. I said dildo.
I said vibrator.
And he was wrong. So now you're giving the clue.
So yeah. I know.
You know the
Can
answer.
I get a bottle opener?
I have to look at mine, though.
Somebody?
Yeah, you're also going to give a clue.
Lesbian.
Hmm.
I thought that was a killer guess.
I think
that's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Killer clue.
3 seconds.
3 seconds.
Time's up.
2 seconds. Time's up.
I don't have anything.
All right. Remember mine? Remember yeah. his?
What was his?
I said dildo.
Uh-huh.
Lesbian.
Lesbian.
Uh-huh.
Attached.
Strap on.
There Whoa. We go.
That's a very good clue,
the
Jay.
The boys are back in town.
God damn it. Fuck me.
This just said Ralph sucks. Sorry, I read the news.
I can't think straight.
Hey, welcome on. To Loserville with Ralph Sutton.
In fairness, I read the news. I should probably show my dick hair. Yeah. Everyone, do the not
fact
freak
that you
out.
You guys are writing stuff is like bonkos.
This is the last round.
Wait, hold on. Before you go,
not so garbage. I'm not giving it.
News time.
No, you're the. You're a legit the trashiest guy I've ever met, and I love it.
Congrats to Big J Okerson for once again fucking up his chance at a threesome.
Damn, really?
I don't think we started with a chance.
We were in the weeds to begin with.
I don't think we came in heavy.
We were the underdogs for sure.
I need Christine to show a little more fucking pizzazz out there.
Yeah,
she could have fucked
Come in and twirl
bit,
at least.
You know
come in
mean?
And do a twirl.
Show that Montclair.
We already talked about the view. Ah, fuck me running.
We brought up the basketball court. You guys live in the same neighborhood.
Mm.
Fucking was really trying for that. Thought it could happen.
Hey, want to ride home? Just platonic.
And Christine, go get something. Be back in an hour. I'm going to go take her home.
Yeah, Christine's got a needle full of that Dexter stuff.
Shannon, where are we points-wise?
Yeah, then she's going to wake up strapped to a thing. Goes, please don't scream or run. We want to have sex
covered
with you.
Covered in saran
wrap. This isn't a murder. I know it looks like the room is covered in plastic.
So Team AYG has 38 points. Team SDR has 28 points.
38 to 20.
Yes.
Kick rocks.
So even if you guys get 10 points, I guess we'll go into a sudden death.
Right. So this is the last round.
Yes.
We're going first.
Who went last?
They went first. Yeah. So we're going first. Their only chance to, if I get it right.
No, who just went?
It would be, we.
So Ralph gives a hint to Jay.
Now I think so, right?
Yes. Ralph gives a hint.
I give it to you. And if you get it right, we tie. And if they get it, then they win. The only chance we have of winning
is getting
this one.
I need a headline too. So
hang on a second.
Get...
I got one.
Before here. Things get crazy. Go ahead.
Hold on.
Excuse me for 1 second, Ralph. Before things get nuts.
IJ, before we go any further, God, do we love this company?
Yeah, we do.
It is Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo.
I'm going to open one right now with a switchblade. Hang on. Ooh, I'm going to sniff it right off of it.
Wow,
are you supposed to snort this?
This is highly specific. Have you noticed gas prices going up? What about meat prices?
Yeah, totally. You know how hard it is to get a gigolo in this town now? They're charging female prices.
God damn it.
I thought I was going to get a discount because I was swinging for dick.
Yeah, of course. So, you know...
Shannon, are you laughing?
Of course.
Yeah, of
Shannon,
course.
What do you think? You think we're going to bang this chick? Look at her face out there.
I would say... I'd say when she turned around and said, yes, I'll come home with you, it went to like, oh,
no,
maybe.
But tell me this. Tell me this. We're in a commercial right now, full disclosure.
Yeah,
so,
YoKratom.com.
YoKratom.com.
Home of the $60 kilo.
It's the highest quality Kratom, and it comes right to your door, and they're wholesale prices, so you skip the middleman. It's amazing.
And Shannon
kilo.
Loves it. Everyone here that does Kratom loves it.
I'd say it's 50-50.
I was saying 50-50.
But, the idea is it would require... I would say a line if it was I was just driving her home. I'd be like, you want to come over and hang out and smoke some weed or something, blah, 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 blah. Maybe I'll do that in the car. Maybe. But odds are not. And Christine, while definitely wants her to come home with us, isn't going to fucking say something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, We're just bad. So I think that it now becomes 20% outside of her going, let's say the 10% shot, 5% shot.
Hold on a second.
She goes, can I hang with you guys?
YoKratom.com. So what I think is...
Oh, YoKratom.com, totally. $60 kilos, yeah. Man. Don't you want to buy shit in kilos?
I think you should wait till you're getting close to the health kitchen area and then say, hey, you want to come and hang out for a bit, smoke something, watch blah, blah, whatever? Mm-hmm. That's when... Don't do it now. No.
Not early in the game. No, you want to get rejected moments before you drop them off.
Yeah.
No,
so that's the move. YoKratom.com.
YoKratom.com, home of $60 kilo. Maybe.
I had, you know what?
When I have she low said, hopes. Low expectations.
When she said, you know what? I'm going to get in the car with you guys. Like, oh, well, maybe. I went from 30 to
she's willing to get a ride home, so she probably wants to suck my cock.
Isn't every girl that wants a ride home want to suck cock?
That's what I thought.
YoKratom.com.
I pull my cock out every time I drive somebody home. YoKratom.com, home at $60 kilo. There's no promo codes.
All right, let's get back into it.
I would have more news first.
That's Bush.
You know what? By the way, neither one of these guys have written a goddamn thing.
I just wrote one.
I'm distracted.
I can't even read it.
His writing is horrible.
I'm British.
Isn't it?
Hello?
Nice Cheerios, mate.
You really can't read it? I'll read it.
No. I think I got it.
She's a professional, dude.
Yeah.
I apologize. Look at us all trying to class things up.
In other news,
Kippy's using a wine opener to open his beers.
I'm Harry. In other news, hi, I'm Harry. Where are you from originally?
It's Henry.
Henry.
He's also Harry.
Does that say Henry?
In his defense, he also is Harry.
Hurry. Hi,
just mean
I'm
I got a shot? What's the deal?
Yeah.
I thought she was into me when she called me Harry. Didn't you guys?
I mean.
I'm sorry.
I like Harry. By the way, I was like, what kind of shitty hit online is that?
This is the longest I've been around a naked chick with the lights on in my life.
All right, Jay, this is our only chance to steal this.
Dude, I'm so
excited.
Redemption.
I want you to get this in because this is the last round.
It's thousands of dollars on the line here, Jay.
Potentially a sudden death round.
Mm.
Yeah. Think positive, you dickbag.
I keep hearing Shannon's out there. What's on Shannon?
She's like Wink Martindale back there.
No, Geritol.
Ooh, that's hot. That's hot off the press.
I sell things. I sell.
When do we got to cut to a Buick commercial?
In other news, seriously, you could totally have me and Christine, like, for real, for real.
Can wow.
You sign that?
That's going on?
You got to sign that.
Is that a thing?
Where is that a breaking story?
Huh?
Where did that story come from?
Jay's apartment.
Susquehanna Falls, Pennsylvania.
Is that the AP wire? Is that the AP wire?
Wow. No, this is very local. This is mad local.
This is super local.
This is local news. We got people on the street, on Main Street down there.
All right, Jay, our only chance here.
We got the threesome copter up in the air. He's going around.
Circling around the Hell's Kitchen. Chance is looking pretty good up here.
Yeah, he's sitting next to a very hairy guy, apparently.
Jay, all I see is green lights up here.
Just so you know, Ralph thinks pussy hair at all is disgusting and dirty.
Oh, it's vile.
I think you're pretty cool.
I go the other way with it.
I want you to remember the name of the show. What is it? Sex, Drugs, and what?
Rock and roll.
Okay.
That's a double clue.
There's Bush in rock and roll.
Self-esteem.
Jay, what are you drinking, by the way?
He's trying to distract you, Jay. Don't listen.
No, I'm just curious.
Fucking just write something down.
It's tequila.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's very distracting. Kevin asked me questions.
You have 5 seconds.
This girl's box 2 feet away from
right.
me.
2 seconds. Like,
so great. No. He did pull away. Come on. No. Start the timer over again.
The bald guy in the corner is going to throw him off his
game. I want to say.
Not the hot chick with her cans out.
I want to say. You see how
Kippy's playing head games.
You see what this guy does? You see how he is? I told you before, remember? Remember I said to you before? Oh,
you remember? I told you.
You're my only friends in this place.
You're talking to them, not even her.
Come on, you guys. You want to get out of here?
Pop, 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 poo, pa. All right.
I got to find an Uber, and I'll take four.
Offspring.
Boom!
No shit.
That is right!
Wow.
No shit.
Wait,
that is
what
no
was
shit.
The guess? Wait, right. Hold on.
He said sex, drugs, and rock and roll. The clue was self-esteem.
By the way, whenever someone would say self-esteem, in my head, the thing that's going to happen is I'm going to go, I'm just a sucker.
So we're at a tie game here.
We're at a tie game.
Is that true?
Ooh. Jay, by the way, I knew you were fucking get that.
We need consequences for losers here.
My pants are staying on.
Oh, not even for a fist?
Mine are already off. I don't know what to say. I apologize.
Would you be willing to ski pole fist the team that loses?
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
I told you, dude.
I'm in.
They're bringing in a bonus word because we are tied.
Don't take our anchorwoman past.
Wait. Guy, let me ask you. Before you bring in the word, it would go to him and him.
No, I think someone called the cops in the live show.
question is this. You wrote something. You wrote several. I wrote several. He wrote nothing, right?
Listen, yeah, okay.
Kippy,
put
in a good word for me.
Give me a pencil. Yeah. I have a pen.
If Harry didn't do enough for you, put something else in.
What's happening? This is a word.
So this is the tie breaker.
I don't have a pen, though. I need to take, okay. Oh,
here you go.
I got one.
Okay.
So who's going first, me or Jay?
I feel like, to be fair, shouldn't there be two rounds?
Yes.
That's probably right.
There should be two.
Okay. All right, so here's the first one.
So okay. This is the first one.
And this goes...
Who goes first? Because
we just went, so you guys should go. You go. It's a long time thinking.
Mm-hmm. Ménage à trois.
Threesome?
Nope. Oh, wow. That's weird.
Things that'll never happen to me?
That's fucking
Not
weird.
Not tonight.
What else would you guess to that? Jesus.
Jesus, ménage à trois. The
better not be Moulin Rouge or something like that.
Yeah,
no, it's gonna be. It's got to be sex, drugs, and rock and roll related.
Are you telling me Moulin Rouge? Baz Luhrmann is.
So you got to give it to me now.
No.
Right? No. Yeah. You hold
it. It's not the same word on both pieces of paper, is it?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Oh, okay.
I get it.
Oh, okay. What was your clue?
Ménage à trois. He guessed threesome.
Oh wow.
I know what it is.
I'll say don't. Get rid of this.
Get rid of that?
Get rid of it.
Hold on. Okay, it's gone.
Group.
Orgy.
Yes.
Pow!
I was going to say gangbang.
All right, so that's eight points.
Let it blow at you, Prudence.
No, that would be... No. That's 9 points.
Just kidding.
Hold on.
So we need another one to...
Yeah, I have it coming in.
Technically tiebreak.
Hold on, Shannon. Wait, before you do, news story.
Hold on.
God damn it.
I totally like fat dudes, really. A lot of people think they're gross, but they do it for me. They really do.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's fake news.
It's weird that you would just come out and say that. It's just
I don't know.
When did we switch?
Not untrue.
When did we switch to Fox?
That's so weird.
Hey, Megyn Kelly, zip it, will you?
All right, so now this one is going to me and Foley, right? Okay, don't fucking cheat.
Wait, hang on. Before we start, we should probably read this new... I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. Tequila on your nicotine
this
gum.
This just in.
This is big.
Jay's trying to get his wiener wet.
Can I get my lead in? Yeah. Serious question news. Which one of us did you mean?
I'm the fattest guy here. You're a good-looking guy. What do you mean? You're fantastic.
It does it for me. It really
Which
does.
One of us did you mean exactly?
You got to maximize it. It would have to be both.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's a ham sandwich.
Do not get
Which I'll
in the
be
middle.
Getting right after. Depending on which deli's open.
Wow, beautiful. Need, what a body. Why don't you shake that ass on
Let
down
me
to
cross
the deli?
And uncross.
You can do Godfather's, please.
You want some too?
Make it three Godfathers with long knots. Long knots are the trashiest peppers ever, dude. Is that a Philly? That's only a long knots is only a Philly.
Outside of Philly, they call them Philly hots.
Oh, do they really? Couple of long knots.
All right, Jay. This again. I'm trying to use. Am I the one giving the clue now? I'm confused. I am.
I guess, yeah.
Who started the last time?
I don't know.
Time?
I mean, I got tits on the mind. I don't know what's happening.
So he's giving the first clue, then I'm giving the clue.
No, he would give
the first clue. Yeah, sorry. You're giving the first clue.
Okay. All right. I want you to think, Pinhead. Here's my full confidence. Think.
Okay.
All right.
I'm in. Dude, I'm not in. I'm totally not locked in.
Shannon, can I use
I got real tits to my left, fake tits. I mean, they're on a screen on my right. I don't know what's happening.
Hey, I don't want to get into it. All right.
Okay.
talk about it at breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah, because there's also Bush, like, right there.
I know, dude. Yeah, I mean, trust me, Jesus I know. Christ. I'm in. Trust
By the way, thank you.
And
Laney.
One of the good ones. Jesus Not Christ, the Laney. Girl you live with, it's just there now.
I was going home to watch Boba Fett after this. Change up my viewing. Listen to me.
I'm in.
Shannon, can I use a compound word as you say? Can I name a movie if it has multiple words in it?
That sounds like a big stretch. Multiple like words?
Star Wars, like Wars Return of the Clone.
One word.
So is that a no?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a big no.
Then I'm going to give you... Can I tell Kevin why I'm saying the word?
Jesus Christ.
Ralph did say extra.
And I thought we said no compound words. I wanted to call him on that, but he goes, remember the thing, sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
All right, now I want you to think.
Okay.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Almost.
That's going to be nothing.
That's Vegas.
Fuck. Almost.
Almost.
Famous.
Ooh.
Idiot.
Okay,
Ooh.
No.
Ooh, that wasn't bad.
Buell.
Buell?
Can you spell that?
Sounds like a buddy of yours.
B-E-U-E-L. Think about it. Think about the show.
That's a, just a lot of hints, by the way. Think about the show. Think about that time we went out to dinner. Said.
Time's up.
Ah.
Okay.
Are we back to me?
Yes.
Yeah.
We got one more.
Fan.
Oh, my God.
Come on!
I totally got it.
Fan. Can I talk to Kippy outside?
No.
2 seconds.
Two seconds.
I got nothing.
Okay.
Groupie.
Groupie.
Yeah. What's Buell?
Bebe Buell. That doesn't matter.
That does matter.
I thought Esther Almost Famous. Bebe, wasn't she the one that was based on that fucking movie?
Yeah.
God damn it. It's a good clue.
If
I would have said Bebe, would that have been better? BB would have been better than Buell?
I was supposed to get groupies from the word almost.
That's why I didn't want to cheat and say if I would have said the whole name.
My teammate stinks. Can I switch? I want to be with Jay.
Come
this guy sucks.
She got it.
At least she got it.
I got it on Buell.
Yeah.
So that's now two nothing. AYB Buell was like a famous.
It's 2-0 versus us. We're 2-0 to you guys. We won 2. You guys won nothing.
So what does that mean?
That means they're the losers.
We officially won. What happened?
It's just fucking rigged. Yeah. We're just losing games.
We don't
on
have
your show.
Any winning and punishment.
Now open up.
This is bullshit.
She pisses in everyone's mouth. Who loses?
Shannon, get my gift bag. I'm leaving.
Where's my swag bag at?
Guests of Naked News Password stay at the Ralph's place.
How about the news of who won and who lost? Can you give the news of who won and who lost?
Stop making her stand
up,
you piece of... What the
I don't
heck
even,
that?
I don't
no,
even
wait,
know.
Don't look. Hold on.
Don't
look. I didn't like that at all.
By the way.
Sit down that was and stay backed up again.
Let me say this.
That was leading what he just did.
She was the one that said to me moments ago, can this raise up for me?
But you raised it up for her.
No,
like,
I've been raising
like,
it up myself
No,
the
but
whole
he just
time.
Did a thing. We're like, come on, sweetheart, make it the puss.
So then you don't get to look. Turn around.
You're a piece of
Turn around.
Can you fart on...
Foley's acting like he just peed his pants in elementary school. Foley's just got his eyes down.
I haven't felt like this big of a loser in a long time.
This just in. I'm not really sure who took this one. Honestly, I've been enjoying... What, was Jay's the winner?
Yes, Jay and Ralph
won?
Yes.
Team Jay and Ralph
Team
won
Jay
this
and Ralph
one. Congratulations,
won.
Guys.
This is fucking rigged.
It's bullshit, dude. No, to the victors
you invite
spoils.
Me here to fucking
Tonight,
play a rigged ass game?
She's going
to
get me pregnant. I said it. I said it here first. I'm going to stop taking my Depo-Vera shots.
How was that not in the newswire?
Tonight, Big Jay gets pregnant.
All right, so how about this? Let's ask Laura a couple of questions, and then we'll do
Bring
the first,
on.
And we'll wrap it up.
Oh,
Bring
I thought that you meant ask her the questions.
No, well, that too, but we won. So like, tell us a little bit about what you do right now, what you're doing, because I know you did the thing at...
How do you feel about Biden?
I'm still with Naked News.
Are you a booster
guy? Naked News still is a thing. I didn't even know.
Fauci lied, right?
I'm still with Naked News. It's still a thing.
Okay, where is it? Where can you watch
Naked
News?
Naked News is now all web-based, so nakednews.com. The show's been on the air for like 22 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's
Parkland was a hoax, right?
It's still like news you
know,
jerk off
actors,
to.
What's that?
Is it actual, real, legit news?
We
news?
Don't do death. We don't do anything with minors.
But 9/11 was
it's
an inside
like
job because it imploded.
It's like
right?
The new McDonald's sandwich.
When you guys
something.
Go in, when you go out to do in-depth journalism, yeah. Do you go out naked?
Yeah,
for me,
as often.
I heard
as
Pete Davidson's
not
a government experiment like Daryl.
So as often as possible.
Oh, that's pretty. How many of you are naked news girls?
There's 10 or 11 of us right now.
Any guys?
No, there used to be. There was a mail show, the Daily Mail.
Ralph, you're so gay.
The Daily Mail.
Yeah.
I need. That's what I'm taking my pills for.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is
just Chester show.
There
pee-pee.
Is a gay man show. It's called Every Morning Show.
Whole thing.
Really?
Whole thing. Semis on screen. Yeah.
And what about the show? The thing you did at Museum of Sex. What was the story with that?
It was a 5-part series. I wanted the general public to have an opportunity to ask questions about sex work to actual sex workers. Mm-hmm. The amount of times I talk to people, because I interview these people all the time. I'm best friends with them. I'm a cyber sex worker. So the number one thing I keep hearing is all this fucking misinformation, like, oh, they must have a pimp, or, oh, mm-hmm. they must come from so-and-so, whatever. And so I wanted to give...
Well, baby girl, out in the world, like, scary world.
I wanted to give the... I took
someone get my phone.
No, hear me out. Hear me out now.
Listen to Jay's
You're going to want some protection, baby
Listen
girl.
To Jay's pitch before
Chevelle
you say no.
Pulls up out front.
Oh, there's a lot of wolves out there. You need Johnny Depp to come play the guitar for them wolves.
Shit. An episode on stripping, professional domination, escorting, pornography, and then the laws around sex work. America. Cool.
The Mount Rushmore of awesome. Do you do full porn?
No, I have a content page on tempted.com and I do like smutty shit, but I don't do girl, I don't do boy girl, I don't do any of
what's
that
smutty?
Kind of content.
Definition-wise, I don't know.
Spreads.
Okay. Like jam, or what are we talking about?
Yeah,
okay.
Spreads, jams, dips.
I'll be wise there.
Yeah,
hummus,
deep
almond
dips.
Butter.
So like solo shit, solo
content. Okay, solo stuff.
Yeah.
And it's tempted like OnlyFans?
It's exactly like OnlyFans.
Okay, fair
yeah,
enough.
Same
probably
thing.
Just get a better deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you. It's the same thing. Yeah. It really is.
Makes sense.
Also probably leaks less.
Well, no, that's changing. I mean, that's just, you can't fight that one.
It's
tough.
Just, I mean, if you write in someone's name, well, I'm not going to tell people how to do it. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, knock it off.
It's a daily Quit thing to type in your name and just find out.
But would you say, honestly, it must be the case. I think there's enough people who pay for porn to make up the difference to some degree, because else why would it still keep happening? They would be shut down completely.
But more people are paying for it now because of content platforms. They can go direct to their favorite star, their favorite creator, right? So like that was, especially during the pandemic, that was fucking huge. So many people joined.
Well, the pandemic, you could see your own receptionist fucking shoving a dildo
that's
up her
right,
ass.
That's
Shannon,
right.
That was the magic.
Right. Yeah.
I still subscribe.
Even though you've dialed it back since the world, you thought the world was going
to
end and you started doing
Even
that crazy shit.
You and the Gas Digital booth. I'm still paying $10 a month.
All right, let's hit the first, Shannon, so we can wrap this up.
Oh God.
The first time.
Oh, not classy at all. Oh.
Ever I saw.
Oh,
concert, did drugs, had sex.
What are you upset about?
No class.
What are you upset about?
We're sitting next to a princess.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay.
A beautiful woman.
Yeah.
And this is how you treat her?
How am I treating her?
Just putting a bunch of filthy images on the screen.
Oh, that's what bothered you?
I don't like that.
I was trying to figure out where the anger was coming from.
I don't like it.
That's what bothered you?
Yeah. Okay. You know I've gotten woke.
I thought you were going to be your pimp 30 seconds ago.
I got you. I got you.
I'll protect
don't
you
worry,
forever.
Baby girl. I got
You're
you.
You're really running a 180
Ralph,
on the shit.
Before these questions, Black Lives Matter like a motherfucker. They matter more
when
than
When did
our
you
lives.
Change that stance?
Oh, ever since my uncle... killed that guy by putting his knee on his neck. No, but it's through marriage.
It was an unrelated story. All right, so
not George Floyd. No, different guy.
Yeah, totally unrelated story.
His name was Perry, I think.
All right, the name of the show is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We've ever asked every single guest since the dawn of the show this question. Your first experience with all three. We start with rock and roll, asking you the first concert you ever went to. And what we mean by that is not just some local concert we're not going to know. Doesn't have to be rock and roll, but the first concert you went to.
Neil Diamond.
Oh, hell, I fucking love that.
Pretty good.
Brother Neil loves Diamond. Traveling Salvation
yeah,
Show.
That's where Desiree came from. It's my real name, Laura Desiree, and Desiree is a Neil Diamond song.
Oh, so your parents named you Desiree because they were big fans, so they
that's
brought
right,
you there.
That's right.
Doxed yourself.
First one, yeah.
It's a shame.
Swat, nice knowing you.
All right, now the first drug you ever did, ideally after pot, unless pot's the worst drug you've ever did, or not the first drug you ever did.
Cocaine in a Brooklyn bathroom stall at a club called Sugarland with a bunch of drag queens, maybe 2009.
Did you love it?
Loved it.
Okay.
Loved.
That's Lady
How
Gaga's origin
not?
Story.
How could you
My
not?
Only time with cocaine, again, was on the show. I hated it. I just hated every drug we've tried on the show.
No.
Shannon,
I didn't hate Molly.
But no Shannon doesn't want to do whippets with us with TJ Miller.
You guys could do it.
Huh?
You guys can do it.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it with TJ Miller sometime next year. No, like next month.
That actually sounds like a smart decision.
Yeah. What's the big deal?
This is like the ICP
podcast. It lasts like 10 seconds, right?
Yeah, you don't put irreparable holes in your brain?
Yeah.
Shannon won't stay
there. Does it do that?
Bounce house with us.
One time?
No.
I'm going to do it once.
You guys are due to do a drug this year.
Yeah, I know, because we have.
I did it once.
Okay.
I did the Whippets thing once with a girl who was a roller derby chick in Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to my room and she brought the machine.
Mm-hmm.
And she had the CO2 cartridge. And she did it. And she was like, do it. And I did it. It was fun. For a minute, it made music amazing. Yeah. It was only lasted for a minute, but it was super fun. And then she kept like, just
over and over.
And she would go, she goes, I do it every day, so it's like nothing to me.
Yeah.
And she goes, I could just keep going. And I don't know what she was showing off for, but she just did it and face planted.
Yeah.
Whoa, and my first thought was, all right, we have to drag her into the hallway.
Yeah.
And, I thought your first show was like, okay, I can fuck her now while she's out and then drag her into
she
the hallway.
She came too quick. And then she was like, no, I'm good. That happens sometimes. I was like, you guys got to go. You guys have to get the fuck out. That was crazy. And I never even tried it again. But I would try that.
Shannon, who's on the list?
I would try poppers, dude. Yeah. We should
isn't
try
that
poppers.
The same thing?
What are poppers? Go down to Leatherman, go get some poppers.
What
it's
are
called VHS head cleaner. It's
who
like
do we tell
me
no?
Most places like sell,
what's
a
the
lot
code
of places
word?
Sell poppers.
You smell it. You smell it.
It's like a huffing type thing.
It's different than, so it's a different chemical. But
gay guys do it to loosen their asshole.
Yeah.
Well, I already got the pills for that.
Yeah, what good is this? Poppers and weed sex.
Shannon, who's on the list of the rock stars that want to do drugs with us?
Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
And Johnny Three Tears.
Jelly Roll.
Johnny Three Tears from Hollywood Undead,
yes.
And TJ Miller.
Yeah, I feel like I'm.
Oh, rock stars.
One other, two rock stars?
Well,
no Steve Perry?
There was one other guy that was.
Jeremy Spencer? Well,
Jeremy Spencer
Tyler
from Five Finger. Jeremy
Sheeran,
from Five Finger Death Punch, too.
Ed Sheeran, J-Lo.
Yeah. That's what we're going to bring them all in and do a
Ed
drug together.
Ed Sheeran, J-Lo.
I know the first time
who
you
from
had.
From Five Finger Death Punch?
Jeremy Spencer.
It's going to bum me out. It's another band I know that I've been on tour with, and he'll be a guy who's like, oh, where are you? It's like, I went on. Right after you, cocksucker. Every day for a whole summer. Oh, well. I hate when they don't remember.
Who is that?
Really, a lot of comedians go on after you at metal aww festivals, you piece of shit.
The first time...
Rob Zombie, fuck you. Know me. Why are we not best friends?
The first time you had sex.
Ralph.
I was so 16. Gross. He was 22.
Oh,
it was
Lord.
Lunch break
whoa
in high school. Like oh lunchtime in high school.
But why was he in
sounds
high school?
Sounds like an asshole.
Oh my God.
He was not in high school. Right? He was the record store guy.
So you went
Kippy's
to go find
him. Bank,
I brought
dude
him to mine.
Leave him alone.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking cool.
And I remember getting back into the chair of math class and just landing so hard and going, oh my God.
Because he had a big, huge fat cock?
Yeah, it was
ooh
pounded.
Shut up.
Pounded. And just like, it was very obvious.
Can you show us the bathroom?
Can you show us the position you were in? Not for me, for married Kippy over there.
Yeah, it was all fours.
Oh my God. Oh God.
Not cool a great intro
oh
position.
Oh, how
but
dare
like
you.
Did he know you were a virgin?
No, I lied about it.
Oh.
That's the thing, and I took it so far. It was like the
you thought his
blood,
dick was so big he got
was,
blood from just getting
yeah,
so
yeah,
deep?
Yeah, 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 yeah. And
you're like, oh,
like,
this always happens
it must
me
be so big.
He's like, oh, that's throat blood. That's how deep
small
it was.
Intestine.
Totally lied about it. Totally lied about
oh
it.
Oh my God, baby, you went through my entire body.
Yeah.
That's blood from my nose.
Yeah. All right, how about this, Jay? A round of applause for everybody.
Yeah, let's get out of here
studio
and jerk off to that. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Let's
that's what Jay just said.
Yeah.
Let's do plugs all around.
By the way, I mean, I've never seen a guy. He was drinking in data like a Terminator when she said that story. You were like, lunch slash. Where did he come?
Here
you mind telling where
like
we go? Where did he finish?
There.
In a condom?
On me.
On you?
On me.
He asked Shannon to clip
you little dirty girl
part out and email it to him for when he gets home.
Ralph, please. Now your voice is going to be in my jerk memory.
All right, AYG guys, do your plugs.
Hit them.
Are You Garbage? We got a new special out on our YouTube page. We're going on tour, Middle Class Famous Tour. Starts February 1st. We're going to be in Hartford, Connecticut, and it goes from there. Check it out.
Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Atlanta,
yeah.
Orlando, Tampa, Salt Lake City, Denver, fucking everywhere. It's like 25 cities or something. Get your fucking tickies. Check it out.
Okay. Yes, we love you.
You guys want to mention your actual pages of Instagrams or anything like that?
At
no?
Kevin Ryan Comedy.
At H Foley and Ice on Twitter and Foley Grams on Instagram.
Okay, Laura, you would like to do your plugs?
Yeah, you can get in touch with me on social media. Laura X Desiree is where to find me.
What
also, stay up to date with your news people. NakedNews.com is where to do that. And yeah, check me out on Cam 4 Radio otherwise.
What is Cam 4 Radio?
Cam 4 is a camming platform, and they've launched a series of podcasts and game shows, and I do.
And you do
a
game show. What's the game show you do every week?
It's called Happy Hour. So we play best jerk off, best. We have two cameras battling it out, right? So put two people.
So guys, you could submit to that.
Yeah. Come on, come play.
Can I be on that? That sounds fun as shit.
Jay, your plugs, please.
This weekend, everybody, for listening live. Tomorrow through Saturday, I'll be at Nashville Zanies. Then the end of the month, I'm going to be at Milwaukee Improv. First time in Milwaukee, so please come check that out. Addison, Texas, early February. And then for the rest of the year, man, I'm all over the place. So just go to BigJComedy.com. Look for a city near you coming soon. New special filming this year. Still figuring out the deets on that. But that will be happening for sure. Legion of Skanks right here on the Guest Digital Network. And, of course, The Bonfire, 5 days a week on SiriusXM. Faction Talk, SiriusXM 103.
The place that you're playing in February that I told you I'd fly in for, can you mention that or not yet?
We got Caroline's. I don't think I don't know if tickets are up yet, but in February I think I'm doing Caroline's.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to come
18th,
in
18th, 19th, 20th week.
All right, Shannon, your plugs?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. And on this week's episode, we had Adam Ferrara, and he had an amazing story, so check out that episode.
Okay, we guessed this now with new guests, and do not give any clue to your answer. Mm-hmm. But the question is, does this young lady believe or not believe in ghosts? No matter what anyone says, wait till we ask
her. No, but I bet she's been slimed.
Hi-oh! What do you say, yes or no?
I want to spike my headphones and I walk out.
That's it.
She did it.
She for sure believes in ghosts.
I say she believes in ghosts.
You?
Yeah.
Shannon?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going with no. Answer?
Don't believe in ghosts.
Pow Zoom!
No.
Pow Zoom?
Dude, this is all set up. Bullshit.
Oh, dude, words like that are why you
get
all
the pussy. I'm never coming back here.
Pow Zoom.
Follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton, my other podcast on health and wellness, done with the founder.
If anybody
Juice
needs
Press,
me, I'll be clearing my, I got my fucking rectum out.
This
is all set up for Ralph to look cool.
You're probably already average dick size clean in there. Yeah. I wouldn't take black dick yet. That's definitely going to poke
another month or so. Follow me at I Am Ralph Sutton, and Good Trigger Podcast comes out every Monday. Guys, girls, everyone, thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Thank you, buddy.
We add a song of the week every week. How do we not add Neil Diamond? Do you want to pick a Neil Diamond song?
Yeah, Desiree. Desiree.
Let's play Desiree, and we'll see you next time. Oh, by the way, Shannon.
Still want Brother Loves Travel and Salvation show, but it does make more sense.
From the Fast and Loud show in Gas Monkey Garage this Saturday, it's Richard Rawlings on the show. That'll be on Gas Central at 9 p.m.
Was I there?
You were not.
Oh, I'm not going to listen.
All right. See you next time on the SEO show.
On that summer's day. You've been listening to the SDR Show.